Hello, and welcome to Eisner Amper's Technology Podcast Series. With more than 500 technology clients, we're always interested in the latest industry trends and developments, as well as any related business and accounting opportunities and challenges. Today, we're talking about Roomba's automated vacuums collecting data on the layout of your home. I'm your host, Dave Plasko, and with us today is Dave Katz, Senior Audit Manager in Eisner Amper's Technology and Life Sciences Practice. Yep, it's another Edge of Your Seat episode of the Dave and Dave Show. Dave, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So, Dave, this story sounds rather Orwellian. First, tell us a little bit about Roomba.
Sure. I'm sure you're probably familiar with it. It's that circular robot vacuum you've probably seen on TV or YouTube. It's part of the iRobot Corporation, which was founded in 1990. And the iRobot Corporation manufactures robots for consumers, businesses, and the military. iRobot had 2016 revenues of $660 million, and since 2002 has sold approximately 10 million Roombas.
Yeah, they're pretty ubiquitous. Now, about collecting data on the layout of your home.
Sure. So there are reports out there that the Roomba would collect spatial relationship data through the use of cameras and sensors. What that means is the layout of a person's home, for example, placement of lights, how far the sofa is from the coffee table, and so on.
Okay. And do what with the data?
Well, they could sell that data to tech companies like Google, Amazon, and Apple.
Okay. And to what end?
Thought is this information could help smart speakers like the Amazon Echo better function with lighting systems, thermostats, and other Internet of Things devices in the home, including the Roomba itself.
Well, this sounds like it could be fraught with privacy and data security issues.
That's right. So could a Roomba video someone dancing in their living room in their underwear and then leak that out to the public? Or could someone case a house by hacking a Roomba and know when that person is home or out of the home? What if a tech company's database of home layouts gets compromised? So clearly it's a sensitive issue with consumers based on the blowback in the media.
And how has iRobot responded to this blowback?
Its CEO, Colin Angle, came out and said they had not had discussions with the tech companies on this and has no intention to sell customer data. But they did leave the door open to providing the data not for profit, but free to third parties in order to enhance Roomba's customers' IoT experience. But Angle did stress any data sharing would be based on customer consent.
Yeah, that's an important point, the customer consent. Now, how does something like this, the growing and exploding use of the Internet of Things and data security, impact what accountants and business advisors like yourself do?
Sure. So it goes hand in hand with cybersecurity. Seems like not a day goes by without hearing about some new threat or risk. And accountants and business advisors continue to be on the front lines with companies to not only respond and address those risks, but to foresee and mitigate them.
Yeah, that's the key, definitely, being proactive. Well, interesting subject. Thanks, Dave, for your insights.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
And thank you for listening to the Dave and Dave Show as part of the Eisner Amper podcast series. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.